Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Thursday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Ladies and gentlemen, the NFL is back. It's a great time of year. We got college football week 2 on Saturday. Cole Thompson standing by to talk about that. The NFL is back. My Ravens are in action tonight against the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll give out some bets in that game. We'll also talk about the rest of the week 1 slate. PJ Pick 5 in college football and the NFL. We give out our 5 favorite plays in both of those sports. Lucy Burge joins us later on in the show for a model making money as well. And then we wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube/Odyssey Sports. I'm going to be off tomorrow, so any questions you guys have in either college football or NFL, send them in to me today. Let me know what you are betting. All right, let's get this thing started. Glasses in session, a lot to get to today. Joining us on the Glasser guest line to talk some college football is our good friend Cole Thompson. You can give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson, managing editor for the Texans Wire and host of SEC Unfiltered. All right, Cole, week 1 last week, we had a lot happen. Miami was super impressive. Penn State was super impressive. Notre Dame got a big time road win. Florida State looks like they're going to be really bad this season. What was your biggest takeaway from what we saw in week 1 in college football?
We are about to live in a world where 4 unhinged fan bases can actually have room to talk. You look at USC, what they were able to do, that offense was always humming. This might be the most deep wide receiver core that we have seen out in Los Angeles since the days of Lane Kiffin. But Miller Moss looks the part, and Danton Lynn was worth every single penny to bring him on in. That is a new ferocious defense. They know how to play in space. They know how to tackle. They get off of the field on third down. You're going to have some struggles if you're playing against them in the Big Ten. The same thing goes for Miami in the ACC. That is a roster that everyone was making fun of in the offseason. How can you have them go into the playoff? How can you have them having a first-round bye? Well, not only does the ACC look like it's taking a step back, but Miami looks like it's taking a step forward, and it starts and ends with Cam Ward. That is a guy who can absolutely win a Heisman Trophy. That is a guy clearly the front runner for ACC Offensive Player of the Year. Notre Dame has a ferocious defense. They're elite in the secondary. That might be the best backfield that you watch all season, and certainly is going to be the backbone for this Fighting Irish roster. Now with a more manageable schedule after an upset, really dominant win over Texas A&M. And of course, Tennessee. We have not talked about them. Vols Twitter is the most toxic cesspool that exists in all of college football. But they have the quarterback in Nico Iamaliava. They have the wide receivers that can easily shoot over the top. And James Pierce Jr. only played 10 snaps against Chattanooga this upcoming week against NC State. He may be the difference maker in sending the balls out 2-0 without having to even worry about the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Tennessee's got a big game Saturday night in Charlotte against NC State. I'll ask you about that game in a sec, but Cole, let's start with the game of the week. Top 10 matchup in Ann Arbor, number 3 Texas, number 10 Michigan. Texas is favored by 7.5 in this game. The total has dropped throughout the week. It's down to 42.5 now. What do you see in this game between the Horns and the Wolverines?
You know, last week I said that I think that Texas will face off against their best receiver all year in Torrey Horton. I believe the same thing in terms of the defensive line and cornerback. You are not going to see a better defensive front than Kenneth Grant, Josiah Stewart, and Mason Graham. Those are players that have an enigma and a persuasion to be able to force you to have one-dimensional offenses. And then in coverage, Will Johnson, clear-cut favorite to be the number one cornerback selected, arguably the best defensive player in college football this year. The difference that I want to see in this game than in years past is how can you establish the R in RPO? You know that this is going to be a team that loves to throw the football, but they love to throw it by setting up with the run. They feel good about their running back room with CJ Baxter being out. You have Jared Gibson. You have Trey Wisner. You feel really good about now having your lead back in Jaden Blue. If you can establish the run early to set up the pass, even if you don't feel like that there is a wide receiver one in this offense, there are tons of talent on the perimeter from Silas Bolden, Isaiah Bond, Matthew Golden. I think this game is going to go very similar to what we saw last week down in Atlanta between Clemson versus Georgia. Close battle in the first half, maybe a few scoring drives in the second, in the third quarter. By the fourth, you're watching a 10-point victory. I take Texas with the -7.5. I think they win by double digits.
We're in lockstep on that one. I've been talking about it all week, Cole. I think you're exactly right. That Clemson-Georgia game, I see a lot of similarities between Texas and Michigan. All right, let's talk about the Volunteers. Tennessee going up against NC State. Cole, I loved Western Carolina in week one because I felt like NC State spent their entire offseason planning for the Vols, right? They kind of were overlooking that matchup to get ready for Nico and company. In the summer, this line was only Tennessee -5. Now here we are 2 days before kick, and this line is all the way out to 9.5. Too much of an overreaction? Are you buying all this Vols steam? Do you think this is a double-digit victory, or do you think the Wolfpack can keep it closer than people think?
You know, here's my situation. There's two truths to both things of what we saw on Saturday. The truth is that Nico Iamaliava is going to be a Heisman contender, and this offense is humming the way it was back in 2022 when Hendon Hooker was running the show. There's also the truth that, yes, maybe we were a little overhyped when it came to NC State, but that defensive performance that you saw against Western Carolina really took a hit in the first quarter when they lost their starting linebacker due to a targeting call. That guy carries the green dot. That is the player that you're used to hearing deliver the signals. That is the guy who sets the tone. So I think that there is a clear separation between these two offenses, but still, sometimes when you get overhyped, you don't pay attention to the little details. And that's an area where I think Nico Iamaliava is going to have to separate himself. So many people have brought out to me this past week, Cole, do you remember what he looked like against Iowa? Do you remember what he looked like against Iowa? Well, case in point, I don't believe in bull syndrome. Never have, never will. Do think that there is reasons to believe in the process. But ultimately, I need to see more before I say that Nico is the top quarterback in the SEC. Very well could be. This is a game that I think comes down to the fourth quarter. I think you will see a better version of the defense led by Dave Doran. We know how he likes to play close to the line of scrimmage. I think you're going to see a couple of trick-ups from Nico in this game. And I also think that Casey Concepcion for NC State is going to have to carry his way to the world. But I do think that Tennessee does walk away with a 7-point victory. I'm actually taking the points with +8.5, but I do think that the Volunteers are sitting at 2-0 going into conference play.
Very good. Lincoln's going to be rocking on Saturday night when Colorado comes to town and they take on the Cornhuskers. Cole, last year, a lot of people felt like if anybody but Jeff Sims was starting a quarterback for Nebraska, they might have won that game in Boulder. Well, this year, they got a pretty good one in Dylan Raiola. They got a good defense as well. I've always felt like if you have a competent quarterback and a defense that can get stops, that's the recipe to beat Colorado. I like Nebraska a lot this week. What say you?
You're going to see the most overhyped team in the nation take on a team that probably is feeling itself because of, you are right, they didn't have a quarterback last year. You look at the way that they lost games, 7-1 possession matchups, and Tony White is one of the best defensive coordinators in college football, regardless of what conference he's coaching in. What I want to see in this game is how does Shedeur Sanders handle the pass rush pressure? How does Shedeur Sanders handle playing outside the pocket? Last week we watched as he was able to throw it around the yard for over 370 yards. Travis Hunter comes down with three touchdowns, including what should be considered the catch of the year, or was until Sunday night when USC decided to go ahead and take that mantle over. I do think that Dylan Raiola will face a couple of struggles in this game. It's not saying that he can't hold his own against a guy like Shadur. What this is saying is that, again, better competition, probably a few more errant throws. I look for Isaiah Nayor, the wide receiver transfer from Texas, to be the difference maker in this game. I think that you will see a more potent, ferocious defensive front corralling Shadur into making a couple of mistakes. Ultimately, go ahead and give me the Cornhuskers to win this one by 7 points on the dot. So actually give me Colorado to win with the point spread.
All right, very good. Cole, before I let you go, what other games do you have your eye on in week two of college football?
Listen, everyone is going to become a victim of the moment, and so let's just reel each other back in. What you saw against Idaho is not the version of Oregon we will see throughout the year. They are a really ferocious team. I think it's just a brand new quarterback getting adapted to the system, learning the ins and outs of the intricacies of what Will Stein wants. They're going to, I think, easily cover this 19.5-point spread against Boise State. Boise State was down to the wire against Georgia Southern, and if not for a Heisman-worthy performance from Ashton Gentry, potentially they're sitting at 0-1. I do think that having this game at Austin is going to play extremely well in their favor. And another game that I think that you need to pay close attention to, South Carolina versus Kentucky. Even though that we know that right now the offense of the Wildcats looks a lot better, there is bad blood between these two squads. No love is lost when you see Shane Beamer going toe-to-toe with Mark Stoops. But also, this was a really solid overall defensive performance for my money in South Carolina. I think that Dylan Stewart has already come ahead of the curve. Nicky Emanwori is really good in coverage. Their front seven did a nice job of keeping pressure on Old Dominion. And there were a couple of throws that Brock Vandergrift probably wants back, one of which could have gone for a pick six if the guy just got his hands on it. I do think that Kentucky wins this game, but that 10-point spread is just a little too rich for my liking. I'm going to take the Gamecocks to actually cover at 10.
Very good. A lot of great stuff. Cole Thompson, give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson. Does great work as the managing editor for the Texans Wire, also host of SEC Unfiltered. Joining us here regularly on Send It In. Cole, always great seeing you, buddy. Enjoy the games. We'll talk again soon.
Take care, PJ.
All right, great stuff. Cole Thompson here on Send It In. All right, folks, let's look at the rest of the NFL week one slate. Yesterday, we looked at half the games. Today, we will look at the other half. We'll start with the Panthers and the Saints, a game that I really, really like. Panthers +4. I take them on the money line as well against the New Orleans Saints. Carolina Panthers, I think, have a legit shot to win that division this season. We have seen in years past when rookie quarterbacks are in terrible situations and then you get them a new head coach in year two, it can completely change them. It could be a 180 from what we saw their rookie year. Look at what Trevor Lawrence was with Urban Meyer in his rookie year and then what he was with Doug Peterson. Look at what Jared Goff was with Jeff Fisher and then Sean McVay. Frank Wright, the experiment was a complete disaster. Now Dave Canales steps in, who's had great success with Geno in Seattle, Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay. Thought it was a really good hire from Carolina. Their defense has been underrated the last couple years, and they were underrated last year because they were constantly on the field and Carolina's offense could not score any points. I think the Panthers are live in this game. Love them +4. Take them on the money line +180 as well. One of the games I really don't have a strong feeling on this week is the Vikings and the Giants. Minnesota small road favorites, -120 on the money line, -1.5 on the spread, total of 41. I like the first half under 20.5 in this game, right? Sam Darnold starting in his first game under Kevin O'Connell. I just think Minnesota is not going to want to make that big mistake early. Same thing with the Giants. Normally the Giants have been pretty good at home under Brian Daboll, and they like to muck games up and keep it ugly. I think both teams are conservative at the start. I think Daniel Jones make that big turnover in the second half. I would lean Vikings money line, but I like the first half under 20.5. Then the Raiders and the Chargers, 4 p.m. Eastern time kick on Sunday. Jim Harbaugh coaching in his first game. Chargers -3. Total is 40.5. Again, another game that's not an official play for me. I would lean towards the Raiders +3. Jim Harbaugh stepping in, his first game as head coach, complete change in personnel. They get rid of Keenan Allen. They get rid of Mike Williams. They bring in the two former Baltimore running backs. You bring in Greg Roman as your new offensive coordinator. Just a lot of change with the Chargers, and it's going to feel like a home game with all the Raider fans that are going to be there in SoFi. It feels like a game that the Chargers are going to be up by like five late, and then the Raiders kind of are going to have a two-point conversion of whether or not they push or whether or not the Chargers cover. So I would probably lean the Raiders plus three, but again, another game I really don't have a strong feeling about. Broncos and Seahawks. This was a game probably a month ago. You asked me who I liked, I would have taken Denver. But now that I've started to think about it more and more as we're getting closer to kickoff, I would actually lay the six with Seattle in this game. Everybody's been loving Bo Nix in the offseason, right? He's kind of the guy who's won over the preseason, has been very impressive so far. But for his first career road start, going on the road in Seattle, one of the toughest environments in the NFL, going up against one of the best defensive minds in the NFL in Mike McDonald, I think it's just a bad matchup for Bo Nix and the Broncos. So I love the Bengals this week in survivor pools. If you don't want to use the Bengals, think the Seahawks are another good option. I would lay the six with them. Favorite bet of the week, the Cleveland Browns on the money line, minus 135 against Dallas. Hopefully, you got this line way earlier when the Browns were dogs to open up, when they were minus 110 for much of the summer. But now all this line movement for Cleveland has come through. I think if you want to lay the 2.5, you're good too. Anything under three is a good bet. I would personally just take it on the money line. This is just a game where Dallas always loses. You get them outside, on the road, on natural grass, not on turf, and they go up against a good defense. And the last couple years, that has been a recipe for a loss for the Dallas Cowboys. Dak seemingly always struggles in these kinds of games. We'll see what happens with Watson. We'll see what he looks like. Maybe it's Jameis Winston. To me, the story of this game is all about Dak and that Cowboys offense and how different they are on grass compared to turf and what they're going to look like against that Browns defense that were so dominant at home last season. You're going to hear me talk about this a lot. But when the AFC North plays out of the division, normally a really, really good conference. San Francisco, who was by far the best team in the NFC last year, 1-3 against the AFC North. The year before that, the AFC North went 15-1 against the NFC South. This is a great division when they go up against the NFC. I like Cleveland on the money line. Commanders and the Bucks. Give me Jaden Daniels and the Commanders plus the points. Think they got a chance to win this game. This is the kind of game that Washington just finds a way to win. Again, the Bucs are without some of their key players on defense. No more Devin White. He's on the Eagles. No more Shaq Barrett. He's retired. Offensively, no more Dave Canales. He's now the head coach of the Panthers. So I expect some regression from Baker Mayfield this season. I think the Bucs have a chance to be one of the worst teams in the league, to be honest with you. I think Washington's a good bet, +3.5. Also like Jaden Daniels over rushing yards as well. And then Sunday Night Football, give me the Rams +3.5 against the Lions. The playoff game last year was awesome. I expect the game on Sunday night to be awesome as well. Scrolling through X, though, I've seen a lot of people tweet out that these sports books, every parlay is tied with the Lions money line. Whenever I see something like that, I always got to take the dog, especially for getting a key number. Stafford going back to Detroit for a second time. Give me the Rams to keep it close at +3.5. All right, before we get to the PJ pick five here in the NFL, our guy B Mills with a couple of questions for us. Great call on the White Sox yesterday, PJ. Didn't Kale wasn't bold enough, but I'll give Jake a hard time for giving you a hard time on bet slips and bat flips. Appreciate that, B Mills. The under tomorrow night in Green Bay and Philly is the over of the key number now at 49. Look, anytime we're getting a primetime game and we're getting an international game, I mean, the under's usually the way to go. It's not an official play for me, B-Mills, but that is the only way that I would lean. All right, let's do a little PJ pick five now in the NFL. We'll start with my favorite bet. That is the Cleveland Browns on the money line at minus 135. As I just mentioned a couple minutes ago, these are just the kinds of games that Dallas loses. I'll take the Browns minus 135. Colts +3 is going to be my next favorite bet against the Houston Texans. To be honest with you guys, I can't believe we're getting a +3 with the Colts in this spot. But Indianapolis, here's a great trend for you. Teams like Indianapolis that don't make the playoffs the year before, that are facing the Houston Texans who do make the playoffs the year before, when it's a divisional game and the home team is a dog, the home team, I think, is like 16-2 against the spread in their last 18 games. It's an extremely profitable spot. And we're getting Indy in that spot at a key number. Anthony Richardson is back. Jonathan Taylor's healthy. Love the Colts. Think they win that game outright. Everybody thinks the Texans are free money this week. Give me the Colts. +3. Panthers, who I just talked about, +4. I expect them to be a lot better. That defense is underrated. Bryce Young's going to have a nice bounce back season. Give me the Panthers +4. Give me them on the money line as well. The Steelers +3.5, now down to +3. As long as they're 3.5, I like Pittsburgh against Atlanta. Folks, this is just going to be one of those games where Atlanta outgains the Steelers by 100 yards. Atlanta has a couple turnovers. The Steelers are getting outplayed. The Falcons should be up 2 scores, yet somehow, some way, the Steelers just find a way to keep this game close, and they probably win it in the end. It's what Mike Tomlin's done his entire career, and this game against Atlanta, it's the perfect kind of Steelers-type game. All the hype around Atlanta in the offseason and all the disappointing comments and all the negativity coming out of Pittsburgh with their quarterback situation, I'll take the Steelers plus the points. And then the Rams, as I mentioned, +3.5 against the Lions as well. Folks, a lot of dogs that I like this week in the NFL. I think there's a chance that we could see some upsets. So again, be careful with your survivor pools. I would take the Bengals or the Seahawks this week in week 1. All right, as for college football, our pick 5 in the college game, Cole Thompson was talking about it. We gave this game out earlier in the week on Monday when it was 18.5. Now it's all the way up to minus 20. Anything under the 3 touchdowns, I would lay it with Oregon against Boise State. I know Oregon was like a 50-point favorite and they only beat Idaho by 10, but not enough people are talking about the fact that Boise State gave up 500 yards of offense to Georgia Southern. Now they got to go up against Oregon, and on the flip side, their running back, Ashton Gentry, who's the heart and soul of their team, had 6 touchdowns and 270 rushing yards. He can do that against Georgia Southern. He's not doing that against Oregon. I need Maddox Mattson and the Boise State offense to prove to me that they can score points through the air, because I promise you Oregon's going to take away the run. I like the Ducks minus 20. I also like Oklahoma minus 29 against Houston. I'd lay the big number with the Sooners. Houston is going to be awful this season. They hired a new head coach, Willie Fritz, who's going to be really good. He turned Tulane into an excellent program, and he's got a good quarterback in Donovan Smith. But man, Houston is a big-time work in progress. And now year 3 in Norman for Brent Venables. He's finally got the Sooners defense looking like the Clemson defenses that we saw all those years when Venables was the DC for Dabo Sweeney there at Clemson. They also got a really good offense with a talented quarterback in Jackson Arnold and a bunch of good receivers. I think Oklahoma wins this game like 42-7. I'll lay them 29.5 with Oklahoma. Give me Army +3.5 against Florida Atlantic. This line doesn't make too much sense to me. FAU, I watched their first game against Michigan State. They weren't impressive. Their offense is a mess. They got extremely fortunate in that game against Sparty. Michigan State should have won that game, honestly, by 4 touchdowns. But Florida Atlantic covered, and Army didn't play anybody in week 1. But you know anything about college football, you know when Army goes up against these other teams, the great equalizer is that wishbone. It's tough to prepare for. It's tough to deal with. We're getting a key number with Army, and you know they'll go for 2 if need be late in the game. If they have a chance, they have to win it. So I love getting the key number with Army +3.5. I'll take them against FAU. Give me Michigan in the first half +4.5 against Texas, in lockstep with Cole Thompson on how this game is going to go. I think it's low scoring. I think it's close early in the first half. Michigan leans on the big house, that great crowd that they're going to have. They lean on that great defense, but there's just not enough offensive firepower for Michigan to hang with Texas. And I think over the course of 4 quarters, eventually Ewers and Sark and that Texas offense kind of pulls away, wins by 10 points. So I wouldn't bet Michigan full game, but I do like them +4.5 in the first half. I like that first half under as well. And then finally, give me NC State +9.5 against Tennessee. I think this line's just gotten way too out of control. There's so much love right now for Tennessee. There's so much hype around Nico. The perception is that he looks like a Heisman Trophy winner already. He's making his 3rd career start in college football. I think he's going to be a superstar, but at the end of the day, it's all projection. NC State, I think, was looking ahead in their week 1 game. They spent all offseason getting ready for this Tennessee offense. I think they keep this game closer than a lot of people do, so give me the Wolfpack +9.5 against Tennessee. All right, a promo to tell you guys about from our friends here at BetMGM. As a reminder, we've all had our first touchdown bet vultured or called back before. With BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance, we're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash. You can place a pregame straight first touchdown wager in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you'll get your stake back in cash. The second chance applies to pre-match straight bets only. Any wager using a bonus bet or reward token ineligible for the promotion. You may place more than one first touchdown wager per game. After the first touchdown is scored, the remainder of players will be temporarily graded for a loss. Once the second touchdown is scored, any wager with the player scoring the first touchdown will be settled as a second chance refund. The cash received back from the second chance is completely unrestricted and withdrawable. Please make sure to read our full terms and conditions before participating in this promotion. I like Lamar Jackson to score the first touchdown tonight, 14-1. Got a really good price. That would be my look. But again, great offer from our friends at BetMGM. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Lucy Burge, who is standing by. Lucy, we got a lot to get to. Baseball plays, NFL plays. Before we hear what you like, what is our BetQL model like for today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Happy football season. Very exciting day. But the BetQL model has a baseball bet as a five-star play for today. Pirates run line against the Nationals. The Pirates have covered this run line in two of their last three games, and the Nationals have failed to do so in four of their last five. And Bailey Falter gave up four runs and seven hits in his last start, but Jake Irvin gave up seven runs and eight hits in his last start for the Nationals. So the BetQL model loves the Pirates on the run line here as a five-star play today.
Very good. Lucy, what about yourself? What do you like tonight in Major League Baseball?
Yes, so I have two bets. One is a Lucy long ball. It is Cal Raleigh to hit a home run. He has one home run in his last three games, 28 this season against Joey Estes. He is batting .429 with two home runs and a double. Joey Estes also allowed nine home runs in his last 10 starts. So I like Cal Raleigh to hit one out tonight. And then Luis Arraez over 1.5 total bases. He has hit this in his last two games and in three of his last four and in five of his last seven as well. And against Casey Mize, he has three singles, and Arraez is third in the league in hits behind Bobby Witt Jr. and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. So that's not too bad to be third in the whole league in hits. So I think he can go over 1.5 total bases tonight.
Lucy, I saw a crazy stat that Arraez has only struck out twice since the All-Star break. I don't know how that's possible in this day and age in the MLB, but to your point, the guy's hitting the baseball.
He's unbelievable.
He is. As a contact hitter, he is incredible. You mentioned the NFL season starts tonight with the Ravens and the Chiefs. Now, Lucy, you've been really kind to my Baltimore Orioles, and I thank you very much for that. I'm hoping you'll also be kind to my Ravens, but I don't know if you will be. What do you like in tonight's game?
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, PJ, that kindness ends today because I am taking the Kansas City Chiefs -3 against your Baltimore Ravens. I do apologize, but the Chiefs are 8-2 in week one games since 2014. The Ravens are 1-4 with Lamar Jackson starting against the Chiefs per John Ewing. This is what really just capped it off for me, PJ. In games that Taylor Swift has attended last season, the Chiefs were 8-4-1 against the spread. So I also can't bet against Patrick Mahomes at home coming off of a Super Bowl win. And the Ravens will be, of course, hoping to get revenge in this game for the AFC Championship game, but I don't think they will do that. And I think the Chiefs will win by a more than a field goal. And I also like just to rub it in the wound there is Travis Kelce to score an anytime touchdown +110 in the five games in which Kelce has played against the Ravens with Mahomes at quarterback. He has scored a touchdown in three of them. He's also scored a touchdown in the first game of the season for the past three seasons, not including last year when he was out, of course, and he had a two against the Browns in week one of 2021. And also, as I said, Taylor Swift will be in attendance. So that really says a lot. Somebody, an anonymous source in some article about this, said that she wouldn't miss this for the world. She wouldn't miss it for the world, PJ. So I'm banking on Travis Kelce to score a touchdown for Taylor Swift and for the Chiefs.
The Swifties would certainly enjoy that if Travis finds the end zone. Lucy, before I let you go, anything else in football that you like this week? College or NFL? Any bet that you're on?
Oh, yes, PJ. My Detroit Lions this weekend, -3.5 against the Rams. They did get their first playoff win against the Rams. The last game the Rams played, the Lions just killed their whole season. So I am thinking that the Lions will once again take down the Rams and in grand fashion by like a touchdown or so. So I would take the Lions to cover -3.5.
Very good. She's Lucy Burge. Make sure you catch her show, Bet Slips and Bat Flips, with Jake Hassan coming up 2 p.m. Eastern Time right here on BetQL. Lucy, always great seeing you. Have a great show. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up again next week.
Thank you, PJ. Enjoy all the football next week. This weekend. I'll see you next week.
Sounds good. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time to wrap the show. PJ's plays. Before we get to that, B-Mills, another good question here. PJ just thought up a college football parlay, kind of like a teaser. How do you like Nebraska-Tennessee money line? I would switch out Tennessee with Texas, B-Mills. Get yourself a little better value, and I like Texas better to win that game than I do Tennessee. I think all three big favorites win, but more so confident in Texas. All right, about a minute left for our favorite plays of the day. Going streak, and we're going to take Lawrence Butler. If you've been listening to the network, you better, you bet. Tyler Morales, this is his favorite player. He loves him some Lawrence Butler for good reason. Lawrence has gotten a hit in 14 straight games. He is on fire. So we are riding the Lawrence Butler wave today. He is our play in going streaking. My prop lock for today is Lamar to throw a pick against the Chiefs at minus 115. Lamar, there's something about these games against the Chiefs. When he's going against Mahomes, he loves taking chances. He loves throwing into tight windows. I like the price for him to throw a pick tonight, so I'll take it at minus 115. Dog of the day, and really the dog of the week, is going to be the Indianapolis Colts at +3. Folks, when I saw that this line had moved to 3, and we have a BetMGM sportsbook that's a block away from us, I didn't walk over there. I ran so I could grab the Colts at +3. Love the number on Indy. They're going to win that game outright. And my best bet tonight in Ravens and Chiefs is going to be the under 47. This is going to be like a 24-20, 20-17 kind of game. It's going to be low scoring. I know you got Mahomes and Lamar, but take the under tonight. Once again, our favorite plays. Lawrence Butler is our pick in going streaking. Lamar to throw an INT is going to be our prop lock. Colts +3, dog of the day. Ravens Chiefs under 47 is going to be our best bet. Thanks again to Cole Thompson and Lucy Burge. Hope you guys enjoy Chiefs and Ravens tonight. Have a great week. Nick Ashew's got you tomorrow. We'll see you on Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.